We are midway through the week, and a nice dry flow of air from the north has delivered a bright and very pleasant Wednesday to our area. For most of us, we have seen wall-to-wall sunshine through this afternoon. There are just a few spotty clouds showing up across northern New York and northern Vermont. Temperatures have moved into the 50s and 60s, which is fairly close to seasonable for this time of year. Of course, the wind coming from the north tends to be a cooler wind direction for us, so that's why our temperatures are not warmer this afternoon. Now, the cold front that came through late yesterday and last night has moved to our south. There are some clouds down around the Philadelphia area. That front will lift back to the north as a warm front coming through late tonight into the day tomorrow. So following a mostly clear evening, we'll start to see high clouds come in after midnight. And tomorrow is going to be a variably to mostly cloudy day. There could be a few showers from time to time as that front comes through, though it's not extremely filled with moisture, so I'm not expecting this to be a very rainy situation, but there's certainly the potential for some spotty showers from time to time. It will start to turn a bit gusty as we work through tomorrow afternoon, the wind coming out of the southeast, which tends to be a moist wind direction for us. Temperatures will move up close to 60 in most locations tomorrow, though we could reach into the lower, maybe middle 60s from the capital region on west. By Friday, we should see that warmer air mass come into the region. Temperatures will be close to 70 in many spots. It does look to be a fairly cloudy day, and that would tend to hold temperatures back a bit, and those clouds are going to be pushing in with a cold front later Friday afternoon. The front will trigger some showers, perhaps even some thunderstorms, for Friday afternoon into Friday night. The front will push to the east for the weekend, and on the backside of that front, there's some pretty cold air, so temperatures will fall back off again as we work through Saturday and Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a few showers, breezy, high around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly clear, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance for a few showers, breezy, high 60 to 66. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the middle to upper 30s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance for a few showers, breezy, high around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance for a few showers, breezy, high 60 to 65. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers or thunderstorms, turning windy, high in the upper 60s to mid 70s. Saturday, chance of an early shower in eastern areas, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun, windy and much colder, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.